We found that 827 people were shot by police, which is roughly one every 2.5 days. On top of that, about 40% of people shot by police were Black, which was interesting to us because African Americans make up about 16 or 17% of the Florida population.
Still, that's not a surprise, is it? Because you see all these cases out there. A lot of times it's Black people who get shot, right?
It's sort of confirmation of, I think, what many people had a hunch about. And that's what I think is so important about this project. We would see things like the Michael Brown shooting, the Philando Castile shooting, the Rodney Mitchell shooting in Sarasota, and people react and protest and fill the streets. But nobody until now has really been able to say how racially skewed these numbers are. So that was a mission, to be able to bring numbers for the very first time to this issue that we're all dealing with, what seems like on a weekly basis now.
There's a human face behind each of these numbers. Anything in particular that stands out?
Yeah, we went around the state talking to a lot of people who were directly affected by police violence. And I think the interesting thing and sort of the chorus of all these voices was hearing how that grief really never subsides. I think if you lose a family member to a car accident or even something as horrible as cancer, there is a natural coping mechanism. If you lose a family member, a son or a daughter, to police violence, almost always our numbers show that the police are never charged with a crime and they get their gun back and they get their badge back and they go back to work in a position of authority in the community. And so that's a hard thing a lot of these people told us to cope with.
And a lot of these stops where people actually got killed, they were unarmed, right?
Sure enough, it's pretty regular occurrence that a police officer will position his or herself in front of a vehicle during a traffic stop, which many police administrators say you should never do. You're putting yourself in harm's way. And then they'll wind up firing through the windshield of the vehicle and making the claim that the car lurched forward and they were in fear for their life. And so therefore, the shooting is justified.
So one possible solution here is better police training. I believe you spoke to the police chief in Daytona Beach.
Yeah, he was a police chief when we were talking to him. He's now the sheriff of Volusia County, and his name is Mike Chitwood. And Mike had a long career in Philadelphia and brought some really kind of new and interesting ideas to police administration in Daytona Beach, which, by the way, is this very raucous, rowdy place, what with Bike Week and Spring Break and NASCAR and things like that.
Let's hear a soundbite from Chief Chitwood. This is part of the Radiolab podcast.
As a 28-year practitioner of law enforcement, a second-generation cop, I'm appalled at what I see on those videos. I cannot believe that my profession, in some cases, is that out of control.
Pretty heavy words, isn't it?
It sure is. And Chitwood has some sort of simple ideas. You know, he decided the guys were spending way too much time training with handguns in the range. He was going to start training them in communication skills. How do we talk to people better? He said the number one complaint against police is that they're rude. So these like simple policies designed around preserving the sanctity of human life have worked well for him.
Is there one thing you'd like to see come out as a result of all this work?
Because this is such a divisive issue, I would like to see people lower their guards, don't have knee-jerk reactions. You know, this is a long and complicated story, but I went into it with some very basic questions. How many people got shot by police in 6 years' time? And then, is there a way to do this less violently? And it turns out there is, and I think we get very close to some really solid answers to that question.
Ben Montgomery, thanks so much for talking to us.
Thank you very much, Steve. Glad to be here.